As some states open up, some businesses will already be closed for good. And according to research from the University of California, Santa Cruz, pandemic shutdowns disproportionately hurt Black businesses. The number of Black owners has dropped by more than 40%, much greater than closings for white business owners. Ron Busby is president of U.S. Black Chambers, which calls itself the national voice of Black business. And Ron, you say Black Americans own more businesses directly affected by the shutdown, like restaurants and barbershops, but also that only 30% have ever received a line of credit. And that was problematic when the PPP, the payroll program, came out. What happened?
When they rolled out the payroll protection plan, they told the business owners to go to your existing bank to establish your payroll protection plan or your EIDL loan. The majority of Black-owned businesses don't have that relationship. We may have a checking or a debit card, but actually having a line of credit has been a challenge to Black-owned businesses for decades. And so for many of us, we didn't have the relationship to be able to go to early on to acquire the payroll protection plan or the EIDL loans. When the payroll protection plan came out, we knew that we were going to be up against a challenge. There are 2.7 million Black-owned businesses in the country. But of that 2.7 million, only 114,000 have one employee. So 2.6 million have no employees. So we say they're not mom and pop. They're mom or pop, single employer firms. And so when the government came out with a program and you don't include the businesses that don't have payroll, then you're excluding a large percentage of Black-owned businesses in this country.
You know, and I have watched someone, as they tried to qualify for that PPP, call on their bankers, call on the people who hold their mortgages or that they are renting equipment from. To hear you say that many small business owners who are Black don't have those relationships, yeah, no wonder they would just have to fold.
This is a challenge for the members of our organization. The U.S. Black Chamber has 145 Black chambers in 42 states, with a membership base of over 332,000 Black business owners. This is a similar message and concern that we're hearing. So it's not based upon your acumen, it's not based upon your location or business model. It is literally based upon the color of your skin. I could go into a bank, being a Black man, have a white neighbor, have the same business plan. I could own my home, they could rent their home. I could be college educated, they could be high school educated. My white counterpart is going to be called Mr. I'm going to be called Ron. My white counterpart with the same business plan, we both go in asking for $100,000 to execute on that business plan. My white counterpart is going to get his $100,000. I'm going to get $40,000. I'm going to pay 19.98% for that loan. My white counterpart is going to pay 10% for that loan. It's not just the access to capital, but it's the affordability of that capital. The average Black family in America has less than $400 set aside for an emergency or an unexpected bill. And so in a climate like we are facing today, it's very difficult and challenging to look to the future when we have emergencies and unexpected things and challenges happening each and every day for us.
That's Ron Busby, president of U.S. Black Chambers. We'll link you up at hereandnow.org. Ron, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.